Now, today, the sunshine of installing GT, this is authorized. Just like several times I've given the example that when you put your mails in a box in the street, because it is written there, U.S. mail, you know that it is authorized box. And if you put your letters within this box, it will surely reach the destination. The post office will work. So there is no difference between the huge post office building and that small box, because it is authorized. Similarly, the difference between idol worship and deity worship is like that. Unless authorized process is accepted, it is idol worship. That is the general rule. If somebody thinks that there is a box, red and blue, on the street, why shall I go? So, to that box, let me have a similar box at my door, and it will be cleared by the postman, because it is blue and red. That will not do. Because the box which you put at your door, that is not authorized. Similarly, we have to worship the deity according to the authorized system. Just like in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, there is authorized system by the Goswamis, and there is a big book which is called Hari Bhakti Vilas. So everything is stated there how the Vaishnava family should have their all functions. It is called Vaishnava Smriti. Sruti and Smriti. So we have to follow this regulation of the Sruti, Veda and Smriti. Smriti means derived from the Veda. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Sruti Smriti Purana Pancharatriki Vidhin Vina. We can't be Hare Bhakti Utpada Eva Kalpata. Without following the rules and regulations of Vedic injunction, without reference to the regulative principle mentioned in different smritis, without reference to the Purana, and without reference to the Pancharatriki Vidhi. The Pancharatriki Vidhi means it is a special concession for this age. Vaidik Vidhi and Pancharatriki. Vaidik Vidhi is very authorized. But this Vaidik Vidhi is specially meant for those who are highly elevated Brahmins. In this age, it is accepted as a fact by the Shastras. Kalo Shudra Samava. In this age, nobody is actually bona fide Brahmins. By birth, formerly they used to be. The family tradition, the Garbhadhan system, the sanskar were strictly followed. Therefore, a son born of a Brahmin father was accepted. as Brahmin, not immediately, but going through the process. But in these days, because it is very difficult to find out a person who is born of a qualified Brahmin, therefore Narada Pancharatra is there. So this Goswami's, Rupa Goswami especially recommends Shruti Shruti Puranadi Pancha. Either you follow the principles of Shruti Vedas followed by Smriti Puranadi, or you follow the Pancharatriki Vidhi. The Pancharatriki Vidhi, just like we are introducing in this temple for worshipping deity, but actually the deity can be worshipped by the bona fide Brahmins. There was agitation in India, perhaps you know, where Gandhi stamped some persons as Harijan. Harijan. They were coming from the Bhangis. Bhangis means sweepers or the cleaners or the toilet room. So Gandhi accepted them. The government was creating, British government was creating friction between high caste, low caste. So Gandhi thought that I shall make these Bhangis and Chamas as Harijan, as great devotees. But simply by our stamping, how one can become devotee? That is not possible. Without going the Pancharatriki Vidhi, they remain the same unclean, drunkard and all nonsense habits, and simply by our stamping, Harijan. Now, here, what we are doing, it is not our stamp. It is actually training according to the Pancharatriki Vidhi. You are training all boys to become Brahmins, to refrain from four kinds of sinful activities, to take bath, to take this or that, and above all, chanting Hare Krishna, Teta Dattvana Mahajana, cleansing of all sinful activities. So in this way, Harijan can be met. But not that you pick up somebody nonsense and rubber stamp. This is Harijan. Now, there must be process. There is no hindrance for anyone to become Harijan. Harijan means God's person or devotee. Hari means God, Krishna. And Jan means his person. Just like we have got here, God means Simon, special. Or ordinary person. So Harijan means the servants of the Supreme Law. So that is not ordinary thing. There is no harm to create Harijan by regular process, but you cannot make Harijan simply by stamp. Bhagavad Gita says equal opportunity for everyone. Maṁ hi pāthapapāsritya jetiṣu pāpajunai. Low class born birth is understood due to sinful activities. Low class birth, animal birth, sinful activities. But Krishna says, pāpajunai, born in sinful family. Never mind. Maṁ hi pāthapapāsritya, if he becomes Krishna conscious by bona fide process. Maṁ hi pāthapapāsritya. Vyapāsritya means bona fide process. Not an imitation. Bona fide. Bona fide means as they are depicted, as they are described, as they are enjoined in the authorized Shastra like Suti Suti Purana Adipāna. Maṁ hi pāthapapāsritya jetiṣu pāpajunai. Never mind, in whatever family one is born, sinful family, never mind. Kriya, Shudra, Tatha, Vaishya, including Omen and Shudras and Vaishyas, they are considered as less intelligent. Therefore, according to Vedic system, a boy born in a Brahmin family, he is allowed all the sanskaras, reformatory, purificatory process. But the girl is not. Why? Now, because a girl has to follow her husband. So if her husband is Brahmin, automatically she becomes Brahmin. There is no need of separate reformation. And by chance, she may be married with a person who is not a Brahmin, then what is the use of making her a Brahmin? That is the general method. So therefore, even born in a Brahmin family, a woman is taken as woman, not as Brahmin. So Krishna says, Devarma, even if she is woman, even if she is Shudra, even if she is Vaishya, or any other, family born, Devarma. Man Hipas of the boss is saying, if anyone is bona fide made Krishna conscious, Sthiti Janti Paranga. So, his way is open to the path of Vaikuntha Paranga. Kinpuna Brahmara Punya Bhaktya Rajasaya Sutta. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice. It opens the door of highest perfection and platform for everyone, provided he follows the rules and regulations. That is the only condition. Otherwise, it's simply by initiating. If somebody thinks, oh, I can become a disciple, a second such person can become, I can do. No. That is won by Rupa Goswami. Suti Suti Puranadi, Panchadatri ki beginning, Vai Kanti ki Hare Bhakti, Utpataya Vakalpa. He simply needed, oh, that will not do. Do not try to imitate. Follow the simple rules and regulations. It is very nice. And above all, chant Hare Krishna, you become purified. Without being purified, you cannot touch Radha Krishna. It is stated, without becoming Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot approach fire because the inconsistency of temperature, it will burn. It's like here is fire and I'm feeling temperature. But the fire flames within the fire, they do not feel. Because the temperature is the same. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, without understanding oneself, realizing himself, nobody can, Krishna is the Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusham Shastram. Therefore, one has to keep himself very purified. Otherwise, he cannot touch Krishna. That is not possible. It is fire. So you have to become fire. And how to become fire? Fire, you are also fire. But now you are covered fire. Covered by this material body. Therefore, you have to spiritualize this body by purificatory process. the same example, just like the iron rod. It is iron, but you put into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, then red hot, and then it is fire. Similarly, by this process, chanting process, by regulative process, it is, you are becoming warmer, 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 warmer. And when you fully become red hot warm, then your body is as good as this. So, we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, it will become dull and it will be simply idol worship. Yes. That is the difference between idol worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idol worship, hedonism. When there is life, feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress him. I have to serve Radharani. She is there. Oh, I must do it very nicely. And as far as possible, prepare her to the best capacity. In this, if you always feel Krishna conscious, then you are fire. The same example. Keeping with the fire. And if you think it is a brass made dull, I am to say, idol. Jijathamang prabhadante tāna-sukhaiva bhajam. If you think this is a brass made idol, then it will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna will talk. This Krishna in talk with. There is a Bhagavad Gita Bhavaji Maharaj. He was talking with his deity. Krishna, just like Madan Mohan. He was talking with Sanatana Goswami. Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami at that time had no temple. He was hanging his deity on the tree. So, Madan Mohan was talking with him, Sanatana, you are bringing all these dry chapatis and it is stale and you don't give me even little salt, how can I eat? Sanatana Goswami says, sir, where shall I go? Whatever I get, I offer you. You kindly accept. I cannot move, old man. So Krishna had to keep there. because the bhakta is offering, he cannot refuse. Jīmān bhaktyā prajati. The real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got, what is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, finally take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I applaud this thing for you, please say. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.